Morning, other listeners from other places. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jessica, and this, finally, streaming under the right name, is I Made This So You Have to Listen to It. This is episode 3, but it's the first one that's properly titled, so everybody celebrate. Now, if you tuned in to my show that I co-host with Amaya on Friday, you would know that our theme was yearning. And I decided to kind of continue that. So these are all mainly throwback yearning songs, and I'm super excited to play them today. So starting off is one of my favorite Green Day songs, What's Her Name?
Different path. I've been
I was in the car with Amaya and this came on yesterday and I shrieked, even though I probably listen to it at least 5 times a week. Every time it comes on, I still scream. It's just a great song. Next up is one of Adele's best songs. I'm so glad that she's back, but something about this, I don't know if it could be topped by anything else. This is Make You Feel My Love. The day that I first heard this play on Bones, yes, the TV show Bones, that was the day I knew it was all over for me, because now this song basically makes me cry every time. Next up is another throwback. This one's for all of the older American Idol fans. David Cook, I believe he won. I think he won. If he didn't win, whatever season that was, he certainly won in my heart, and I listened to his debut album on repeat. This is I Did It For You by David Cook.
Today's not the same as every day. It's far from ordinary. The pain I endure.
as every day is far from ordinary. You turn away from all those things that I've been trying to say, and all those promises I shouldn't have made. I did it for you. Oh, I search my soul, and all these feelings that I can't control.
My self-proclaimed admin support, a.k.a. my mom, has confirmed that David Cook did win on the seventh season of American Idol in 2008. And if I'm remembering correctly now, I believe that American Idol, I don't know if it came on at 8 or 9, but either way, it went past my bedtime at the time. So I had special permission to stay up and watch American Idol. That's right. Very, very cool 8-year-old or 9-year-old, depending. Next up is another song from Bones, something else that I was really into at age 8 or 9. This is Save You by Matthew Perryman Jones, not Matthew Perry.
I wanna rock and roll. I wanna give my soul. Wanting to believe I'm not too old. Don't want to make it up. Don't want to let you down. I want to fly away. I'm stuck on the ground. It all go by. Was it really true? Is that what it was? Was that really you? Looking back again, tracing back the thread.
gotta break. You gotta swing the bat. Too many years of dying. Why is that?
Next is the first Killer song I ever listened to, I think, which started a very long love affair with them. This is Under the Gun by the Killers.
She's got her hair.
I'm pretty sure that that song isn't related to any TV show or book or anything, but Oh Boy is the next one, if just by my own association. I remember specifically being on vacation in Florida, and I was reading, I think it was the fifth Percy Jackson book, and I used to listen to this song all the time and just think about Percibeth. So 10-year-old nerds, this one's for you. This is You and Me by Lifehouse.
Mm-hmm.
season. And in what month this clock never seems so alive. I can't keep up and I can't back down. I've been losing so much time. 'Cause there's you and me and all other people with nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. One of the things that I wanna say just aren't coming out right. I'm tripping on words. You got my head spinning. I don't know where to go from here. 'Cause it's you and me and all other people with nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. Something about you now I can't quite figure out. Everything she does is beautiful. Everything she does is right. 'Cause it's you and me and all other people with nothing to do, nothing to lose. And it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. And all other people, nothing to do, nothing to prove. And it's you and me and all other people, and I don't know why I can't keep my eyes off of you. Is it? And in what month this clock never seems so alive.
Great song. I can picture the, I forget the name of the hotel, but I can picture the pool lit up at night because I would just sit on the balcony and listen to this. It was clearly a very normal kid. Our next song is Over My Head, in parentheses, Cable Car by The Fray. Now, The Fray has a lot of good yearning slash emotional slash sit there and cry songs. I couldn't say that this is my absolute favorite because there are about five contending for that spot, but it's a really good one, so enjoy.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing more than apathy. I'd rather run the other way than stay and see. Yeah.
left in overtime. She's on your mind, she's on your
As I was listening to this, I realized that this is a really big season 5 Supergirl vibe. If you know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. Next is, surprise, surprise, another song from another TV show, because that's where my personality truly lies. I was very, very obsessed with Castle. I don't know, in middle school, I guess, is when that was. And this song, I'm not sure if it came out and then they used it in the show or if it was written for the show. I'm not sure, but I love it. This is In My Veins by Andrew Bell.
Nothing goes as planned. Everything will break. People say goodbye in their own special way. All that you rely on. All that you can fake. Well, leave you in the morning. We'll find you in the day. Everything will change. Nothing stays the same. Nobody here is perfect. Oh, but everyone's to blame. Hey, yeah. You rely on.
everything is dark. It's more than you can take. But you catch a glimpse of sunlight shining down on your face, on your face, on your face.
Still a perfect song, like 6 years later. Coming up next is a throwback for a lot of people. This is a great song, and I think I used to pretend that I didn't like it, because it was like, oh, it's so popular, and all the girls love this song, blah, 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 blah. But it's actually good, and it's really, really fun to play on piano. This is Love Song by Sarah Bareilles.
Soon to see if I'm happy.
Now, this next song is another one that was beloved by the girlies, but of course, it is the Glee cast version, aka the Melissa Benoist version. This is 1,000 Years from Glee.
Darling, don't be afraid. I have loved.
Perhaps better than the original, methinks. Melissa and Jacob Artist is the guy's name. Did such a great job. That song's just perfection. Speaking of perfection, my next song is from one of the greatest bands of all time, the Bangles. This is Eternal Flame. Fun fact, this song not only plays, but is performed by the Bangles on one of the greatest episodes of Gilmore Girls ever, where they go to a Bangles concert in New York and mild chaos ensues, of course. But anyway, our next song is a major throwback, one of the few country artists that I like, Tim McGraw. This is She's My Kind of Rain.
She's confetti falling down all night. She sits quietly there, like water in a jar. Says, baby, why are you trembling like you are? So I wait and I try. I confess like a child.
And our final song of the morning is another golden oldie, Breathless by The Corrs. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful Sunday.